Okay, so I assume one of the new rises, and for those who have been in the color for a while, suffer a lot of nervousness that way, is that the sugya is a very basic sugya. I mean, even until we know a lot more of the cost of the halal, it's hard to really get every single prat out of sight. Because Leib of Gulish is totally in Tani Dalet, and Iru is totally in the Kisama Chasam Yishinish, as we looked at a little bit, but it's also going to come up in Tani Beis. So a lot of the sugyas, we're not really finished. But I hope everyone came away with a pretty good basic havana in what is bishul, what is klirishin, what is klisheni, what is iri. Hopefully, double gush may wait till Gimel, till Sunday for it, just for the shach is. But I want everyone to come away with a good basic havana in these things, and then we'll keep getting more pieces of the puzzle as we go through all the other places in Sadi Dalet and Sadi Hay and Sadi Beis and whatever. And at the end of the day, when we have a big chazan, we'll pull everything together, and then hopefully we'll really have a clock. So we're not going to have everything out of stuff today, but it's okay. Don't be disappointed. That's reasonable to expect. And I think as well as we saw in Nida is that there were certain sugis, as we went through them the first time, it was like, wow, I'm never going to understand this. And then after 2-3 chazars, and at the end, we'll have everything again, I think they'll come up with a pretty good clock. So don't be mehash. But this is what's expected, and I think they did a pretty good job on what's reasonable to expect. So I don't have as much time as I would like to prepare, but it's the end of the week, so let's do this anyway. And Shank, I think we have some interesting things here. Obviously, the real thing we want to know what's going to be Halacha Maisa by. I'm going to focus mainly on Iri now, but it's going to touch, since it's Yisrael's biggest city, it's really going to touch on everything also. What is the din of Iri? Is Iri Mavashal, they keep him in their eyes, in their bone, in the bad, they suffer, whatever. A little bit. And so the starting point is, that's the overall. The starting question is, what does Rabbeinu Tam really hold? There seem to be steers in places, if Rabbeinu Tam holds that Iri is Mavashal Kulay, like the Riz Bukhar and Mafurish, or if Iri is only Mavashal Kadeklipo, like there are other places in there, like Rabbeinu Baal Bukhar came out with Maskan, and there's some places where Rabbeinu Tam seems to say like Iri, and some places Rabbeinu Tam seems to say like Rabbeinu Baruch. And what does Rabbeinu Tam really hold? So what Maisa is, the later Rishayim and Achrayim almost all quote Rabbeinu Tam as Iri Mavashal Kadeklipo. But we saw there were probably more places than not that were mashed with the Rabbeinu Tam really held like the Rida was mashed with the Kulay. So first of all, we'd rather not be machzik the later Akhmishayim and Akhmishayim is Tayyim. And second of all is Stam, what's going on here in Taisis Halei, the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Yad Yehuda has a very unsatisfying answer, but I would answer it at least, is he says Rabbeinu Tam was chayzer, he changed his mind. Mistamo from all the later Rishayim and Akhmishayim, the Pshatin, the Yad Yehuda would be, that originally Rabbeinu Tam thought like the Rida that is Mirash of the Kulay, and that's Pshatin, the Taisis, and the bring Rabbeinu Tam is Mirash of the Kulay. But Shuv Taisis, Rabbeinu Tam was Chayzer, passing like Rabbeinu Baruch, that's only Mirash of Kadei Klipa. And that's why all the later places will all bring the Maskan of Rabbeinu Tam. Hopefully they bring the Maskan, not the Havamina. And that would make sense also why in Shulchan Aruch, we pass Kadei Klipa, like the Maskan, if you will, of Rabbeinu Tam, according to Yad Yehuda. And even, let's say, the Prima Gadol who says that Iri Klirishin is a sake of the Din, and the MS of Lechayra Mavur like that in, was it Taz, I think the Shach said, that something that was Balea Yidei Malicha, which is a Vadek, but Kalem that were Balea Yidei Malicha, which is a Vadek de Klipa, you can't be Magula Yidei Iri, which is only a Sofik de Klipa. Because then Sofik might seem de Vadek. It's going to be a Sofik de Reisa, whatever. So it seems that he understood that Iri is a Sofik. Now what's the Sofik? Lechayra the three Shaitis. So the only suffix is between two of them. Maybe like Yoshvam is not Mavashal at all, or maybe like, call it Rabbeinu Tam, then it's only Mavashal Kadei Klipa. And the third sheet, the Mavashal Bukulay, isn't even Lichnas into the suffix. So it seems Ladina Sayyid is not brought in, he says, no one brings such a sheet. It's not brought down Lahalofa. Person don't bring it. So it seems that would be that, but the Yadir would be saying that he was Chayzer from saying Mavashal Bukulay to his Maskana of Kadei Klipa. Okay, but that's not a very good shmack. We don't like to see Rishon. Mechayz especially doesn't say anywhere Shuv, Elo, whatever within Rabbeinu Tam Alei. So it's not Gishmak. Could be it's true, but it's not Gishmak.
Mavliya Kulay,
but he doesn't say Iri is Mavashal
Kulay.
Yeah, but he will hear up Kachach holds that it's not Gishmak of Mavliya Kachach, he's totally ambitious, because he's saying it by Klisheni. Right? Was the Bach saying it? Well, I mean, there's certainly no one who says mafurish that Iri Klirishim is going to be Mavriya Bakula after the Nitama. No one later than that. That's my knowledge. Fine. Mavashal Bakula. There's no one who says Iri is going to be Mavashal Bakula after the Bali Tosis. See? What? I think all the Rishayim both the Machlokes. What?
Prisha
quotes Rabbeinu Tam as Rashi
Bakula. The Shas says that the Prisha sends him a ches because of the Rabbeinu Tam to Abi Arash, but Rashi Bakula.
Okay, so. Fine, so you're right, the Rosh brought
the house that is Mavriya Kula and the Prisha.
But even the other Rishayim, they brought the Machlokes Rishayim, they didn't really, they only brought the two Shitas, so they keep them not at all. So it seems that if there was a Chazara here, that's the direction the Chazara went. Chayyur the Chazara was from Kulay to Bdekrib. But wait, let's try not to say Chazara, because it's not Gishmak. Of course, okay, but I saw that the Sidchaim is a Gishmak of Mahalach. Because I have a problem with Gishmak of Mahalach when one of them is Nachman Minos Ladina, and Nachman Minos Ladina is Gavon the Peskin. But it's a Gishmak of Mahalach, that's for sure. He wants to tell you, though, that within Iri Mavashal Kedei Klipa, there would be two possible different Kavonos. One could understand that the Teva Dvarim is that Iri only is a Kayach HaBishal Kedei Klipa. The other alternative would be the Be'etzim Iri is like a way, Iri is Be'etzim Mamash like a Kedei Klipa. It could be Mavashal Bekulai. None of us can negate the Iri. There's a Tatogavar and a Tatos Tzayim. Right. Exactly. So, if the Tatoa is Tzayin, assuming that you're doing Iri from a Kli Rishon, yeah, but what is Tzayin? We have to see Sif Gimel for that. Pashtus is, anything that's not a Kli Rishon is Tzayin.
When you say Tatoa is
Tzayin,
so we're always going down, at first, until it gets to the same temperature.
No, that's not Pashtus.
No?
No. Pashtus is
Tatoa. Right.
You always have Tatoa, because it's the point of Pashtus anyway. Over there.
Yeah, see, if you're putting Chamo Tei Cham, there is no Tato Gavon Yigodo. Chamo Tei Cham is Zvadeh Mavashal. If I pour Kli Rishon onto another Kli Rishon, his Pashtus is going to ask the Kula, it's going to be Mavashal and ask the Kula. And the Gemara said that already. Before the Gemara got the Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, it said, Tzayin and Tzayin is Mordeh, Chamo Tei Cham is awesome, and Shailin, and Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, it's Chamo Tei Tzayin and Tzayin and Tzayin and So Pashut, now we will see that it's not Pashut. There are going to be, Rishayim and Achareim will speak out before us, there could be, if the Ilah is Cham, the Kli Rishon, and the Tatoz, Cham, Yadzei Levzboi, but Kli Sheni, it could be, we won't say that Kilo, it's Govart, the Mitzan, and the Kli Rishon.
They're both
Yadzei Levz. They're both Yadzei Levz, right. So we won't say that the Pashut with Tatoz Govart means, we'll see, Pashut, it means that the Tatoz is Tzoynin, and the Ilah is Cham, then it takes away the Ilah's Kaya from Rashi. But it's not Pashut. It could just mean that the top one doesn't have a kayak from Rashi, the bottom one. In other words, this is really Siv Gimel made, but just a red Rachas. What would be like, I'll tell you what the Nafkaminu would be. Similar, Gishmak and Nafkaminu. What would be if I have a sandwich? I have a tzoyne, on top of that I have a cham, Kli Rishon. Now I put another tzoyne on top of the hot one. Do I say that the bottom one took away the Kayach of Mavashal's Mitzane in the middle one, and now it can't be Mavashal what you put on top of it? Or do I say, no, Avada the middle one blinds hot. It's just, when I say Tato Gavra, it means that the Ilah can't be Mavashal the Tato, but the Tato doesn't change the Ilah. Say that, that's Siv Gimel, right? But, what? Anyway, they're just giving you an idea of what it means. So, yeah, in the normal case, every Iri Kli Rishon, you're pouring from a Kli Rishon onto something cold. If I pour my boiling hot milk onto a cold piece of meat, or whatever it is, so it's always going to... And that was for the Rashbam's Raya that we say that Iri is Kli Sheni. Because you pass from Shmuel Tatogava. So if it's Tatogava, it lost its koyach to be a Kli Rishon, now it's a Kli Sheni. Even Rabbeinu Baruch, and according to the Maskon of Rabbeinu Tam, is the best, we're also going to say Tatogava connected the Kli Rishon. But you put him in me, put to me a mivla, then I'm the maker, so it's going to cool off. It's at least going to be Mavliya and Mavashal, or Kedei Klipa. But Be'etzim is the Tato is going to win. And that's why it's only Kedei Klipa. Because the Tato, because even though Be'etzim Yuri Kli Rishon would have a Kayach to be Mavashal Kuloi, but Kedei Klipa, you have a Tato Gavar. What's going to be if for some reason I don't have a Tato Gavar? Let's say that the Torah is cliche, and I hold it that we don't say it's God by then. Let's say, or al ha, if it's your klivishin al ha'esh, some say that we don't say tatar gavar, can I get a klivishin al ha'esh? We'll see, these are all siv gimel in yom. What? Klivishin al
ha'esh.
It is yad seledis.
It
is yad seledis. So the tatar, the tzoynin, can't beat the klivishin when the klivishin is al ha'esh.
How can I know tzoynin
al ha'esh? No, the ilos al ha'esh. You're fired from the sign, let's say, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, it's not so partial also, because we're going to see in Ziv Gimel that the definition, your definition of Ilah and Tato is a very balabatish definition of Ilah and Tato, to assume like top and bottom. The Rashi doesn't learn that's what Ilah and Tato mean.
You can also put a heating element in
the cup. You can have a faith of this. So anyway, but this, so in other words, what we're saying is, Rabbeinu Tam holds the Eerie is Klirish and Mamish. But what's the din of Klirish and Mamish? If you put it on something cold, the tatar is going to be governed. It's only going to be mavliya and mavashal kateklipo. But no, iri is keklimishan. Just whenever you do iri on something, you almost always will have tatar gavar. Okay, so good. So now I answered in Lomdus, and I answered all the bigger times who say that iri is mavashal, but iri is keklimishan mamish, mavashal bakuli. But what mice is a couple of places where Binutam says that iri is only kateklipo. So what, I mean, the iri is bakuli. So what do you mean, is bakuli? So to say it's theoretical, if Taisa something, for any time would say, theoretical, use Mirashu Kdei Pekulai, and then with Lamaisi he says Kdei Klipa, so I have an issue. But the problem is that this takes place where Rabbeinu Tam says that Lamaisi is going to be Mavliya Pekulai. Lamaisi, Lamoshan Avoyda Zoro, by Nova Artichu, we have a Kli that was Mavashu Pekulai, and you're being Magal with Iri Klirishu. So how is that working? It's b'chayyad agol b'yirik klirishin should only work k'dei klipo. That means you're not getting out of the b'liyas isser.
Oh, it was visual klirishin? Navar?
It was a kovish. It was stamien. It was chavis v'shtar stamien.
How is it only around?
No, they had b'chayyad with b'kulay.
Rash
for me, it places this clearly in b'kulay. Oh. The Ran says that the machalik between if it's going into water, that's insanity. If it's going into tavlin, so then it's mavashal the whole thing. Because
tavlin,
because
it goes into the water,
it's
if
it's going into a chatif
or a
kli,
right. So then it's a mashal
kula. The verse is on chatif.
Oh, no. What did he say?
So anyway, so within the Sifchah, he says is, we'll see when we get to Sif Gimel, as the show also is going to be, but there are some shitas that hold that we only say tatar gavar by chatif, not by kli. So if you put hot meat on a cold kli, we don't say tatar gavar. I think it's a shame.
Isn't it
more where? Yeah. Not if we write your Harris. Okay. We'll have to see when we get to Siv Gimel. But there are shitas that hold that we don't say Tatar Gavar by Kelim. We'll have to see if Rabbeinu Tam could possibly hold that way. But the Siv Chaim wants to tie down that maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds like that shita that we don't say Tatar Gavar by Kelim. The main way is when you're doing Hagol on a Kli, like an Avodah Zarah. So I have Iri Klirishin, which Be'etzem is Mevashu Bekulay. And connected that, I don't have a Tatar Gavar, because it's a Kli. So therefore, it's going to be Magal Bekulay. And you can do Agol Iri Klirishin on Kulay. Masha'en came, when it's on a Chatichot, then I have Tatar Gavar, connected it's only a bit Kedek Klipa. And there's no Stir Rabbeinu Tam. When Rabbeinu Tam says Bekulay is by Kli, because there's no Tatar Gavar, when he says that it's Kedek Klipa, it's because it's Chatichot, there is Tatar Gavar.
What's the
number of the
Mashal?
Mashal is the Mashal.
I mean,
obviously,
the
Mashal is the Mashal.
The Mashal
is the Mashal.
But
there he goes in Kaelin. That's different because we said. Yeah, no, that's different. Kaelin is different. Kaelin. I didn't see it. So, fine, so that would be very good. But the problem is, what's going to be, then you have the big Kaelin. First of all, is, the Fumriyat is someone who opens up the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, Shulchan Aruch passed from the Bin. Yeah, the Prima Gondos is a sake of the Dina. So, there should at least be a soft one.
Our Shulchan Aruch has
Here in Shemir Ches and Samar Ches, all the places where at least Machmir, the Yerushim Rasho, a Klippa.
L'chumra.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's put it this way. Let's say someone spilled Isser onto a Kli, Mi'iri Kli Rishi. Okay, but what's the... So are you going to need Shishim connected to Klippa connected Kulay? We should at least be Machmir, you'll need Shishim connected Kulay.
Because we don't say the Togo of a
Bekinah. We don't say the Togo. Right, if Paskinning Rabbeinu Tam means we're Paskinning, unless you're going to say Palginim. We pass from Rabbeinu Tam Le'inyur, we don't pass from Rabbeinu Tam Le'inyin in Kalim and El Chanabi. Okay, you could say something like that. But that would be enough. So are there any other... So let's say we're Palginim. Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no Tatogov by Kalim, but we hold, let's say, there is Tatogov by Kalim, which is, I think, before Shul Shulchan Aruch and Sif Gimel, but we pass there is Tatogov by Kalim. I think it's Sifkim was before Ish. I know. People just glance at it. No? No? Okay. So where? Hard to this. So, okay, so we'll hold on. So then we'll put it on hold. We'll see if there are nafkaminas. I don't know if you'll come up with any nafkaminas, really. You'll still come up with nafkaminas. So what's going to be if I have an Irikli Rishain side by side? There's no tatal. I pull on the side. If you don't go like the Rashi, it's called the Rebbe. I spritzed it up. Or let's say I put two chatichas one next to the other, which is simply for the Ramon Sif Gimel.
What's the
view? It'll be like
pure.
If it's a chatich, it might even not be... Okay, whatever. Bob Duffy, see you. In a second, you will. It's not a big surprise. We'll have to keep that in mind as we go through Dabar Gush to see if there are nachminas here that we can prove whether or not this svar is right or wrong. It could be we'll find nachminas that connect all the places and there'll be bucha if the svar is wrong. But as far as the gishmak is svar, no skewing of any time. The law of any time holds that iri klimishin is klimishin mamish, and it's mavliya the kul, it was mavashal kuloi, except when you have a tatodoba connected. It's not better than a klimishin mamish. Okay? Very nice. So now we have to do the next step. That's just I wanted to get what is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So we have basically now two possibilities of Rabbeinu Tam. Either Rabbeinu Tam is Chayzer, or Rabbeinu Tam holds this, holds it, depends if you have Tatogah or not. It's clear, Klish and Mamish, but we have Tatogah, we can get it, it's not Mavash or Kula. Fine. But now, let's move on.
What is the Vashon
when I don't have Tatogav in a Kinegat?
Right.
Well, we mentioned one thing where a possibility would be if the Tatoz is Klisheni. If I do Iru onto a Klisheni, or if I do Iru when it's Agave Aish, or maybe side by side, or maybe on Kalim, Bukhara is not on Isa. Any of these cases where you don't have a Tatogav, according to Rebbeinu Tam, should be Mavashal Bekulay. We'll have to see if we find it. We'll have to see in Sif Gimel if such a thing is a minimum law. But it's not meaning we may see that it might still not be a problem. Even if it's not a minimum, it might not be a problem. I'll say to Advan, the next thing to put in here will be the crazy placey. Crazy placey, ask the cash on the number. He says, I don't understand something. Shulchan Aruch said what? I should have brought my Shulchan Aruch. Oh, the words of Shulchan Aruch were that. Your weapon?
It's
Ramodos that Ramon Sif Gimel says, "Isser sheinichay bekli hacher or lehapach, amirin be gam kein din tatorah." Kmoi b'shtei chatikos. Fine. Wait, where's Ramon? You're in this kula.
Quoting
the Really, it's Rebbe's
Samachet. Well, over here he says
Samachet part, right?
He says over here at the end of look in Samachet.
Right. So it's probably Samachet. In Samachet, the Mechaber says that you shouldn't do Iri on the Dar Yisr. And if you do, it's also B'dihavid. And Ramo says if it was going to Sekhet Kiluach. He asks, K'dei Klipa B'dihavid. Ramo says, Mechaber the Pasuk is K'dei Klipa. It's Machmer K'dei Klipa. The Pasuk is K'dei Klipa. And Ramo says, B'tnai that it's not Sekhet Kiluach. I'm legal.
Shachmer,
yes. Shachmer. Ramo's in Samachas.
Or
in
Sadi Beit and Sadi
Yeah, it does mention the Sekhet Kiluach in Tzadik also, but the quote, the line thing of it must be Samachas. So the Grace Uplacy asks, why is it, he says, yeah, I don't understand, he says, Ramo's mixing apples and oranges. It's not shaykh to have both tonight. It's not shaykh to have Kedei Klipa, and it's not shaykh to say that you only have Kedei Klipa if it's blowing the Sekhet Kiluach. Because what's the Makor, he says, there's two shaykhs, we said there are two shittas amachmirim the Rishayim. There is the Chol Poch shittas Ari, maybe the Havmirim the Ritam, maybe Mamash Rebbe the Ritam, is that Iri is Mavash of the Kuloi. And there's a shitta of at least Rebbe the Baruch who holds that Iri is only Mavash of Kedei Klipa. Now, both of them had a problem with the Gemot with what? Zvachim. Problem with Zvachim, Lechayim. Zvachim says the Iri is Bleel without Bishul. Right? I think that was the problem they're coming to answer. If they hold that Iri's Kiklirishan, so why does the Gemara Zvachim say that Iri Kiklirishan is Kiklirishan, it's Mavashal, so why does the Gemara say that Iri Kiklirishan is Bleel below Bishul? What? Poured from Kachim into a. They poured Kachim, so now you're going to need Brief Vashtifer, you're going to be nervous. Nice.
It doesn't say that it's blue without
Bishop. It says blue below Bishop. Yeah. Bishop below Bishop. What? Mark
Bishop. That's
a Gemara.
It's
the
Gemara or
the
Yisham? The Bible says. Gemara, yeah. Gemara, that's the next one. So? You see, Iri Klirishan is Bilua Belay Bishul. That's why it's not Mavashal. So, the re-answers, because that's how about Nesekah Kiluach. Nesekah Kiluach is Bilua Belay Bishul. Lay Nesekah Kiluach is Bishul. But Rabbi Natan is Mechalik between Kedei Klipa and not Kedei Klipa. That's Gufu, or we call it Rabbeinu Baruch, whatever you want. He comes from Tatogah, this is the Gufu. The two different terutzim on the sugya, one is Nifsek Kiluach and the other is Kedei Klipa. But Nifsek Kiluach is a teretz to say why it's not going to be Mavasha Bekulay. It's not a teretz to say why it's not going to be Kedei Klipa. We don't have any achreif like Rabbeinu Tam that there's a chiluk between Nifsek Kiluach and Nifsek Kiluach. Rabbeinu Tam was never Mechalik. We'll call it Rabbeinu Baruch Sheet if you prefer. But the Sheet that you were Mavasha Kedei Klipa never made any, was it, no Rishon was Mechalik. So until Ramo came around, no one was mechalik in the shita of Kedei Klipa between Nisak Kiluach and Lay Nisak Kiluach. The chiluk of Nisak and Lay Nisak was only said b'das Hari to be miyad to frem pesuch the sugya. So the same was no achreif b'chal. The riyad to frem pesuch the sugya came out in a chiluk between Nisak and Lay Nisak. The meichatei so Rabbeinu Tam said a chiluk b'chal. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't mechalik. That's the crazy place. This kash.
He doesn't need the answers. Why
Nagamar is not Mavashal Kedei Klipa? I have to see the Cheshvan there exactly, but he worked out the Cheshvan. I don't remember exactly the crazy place. It's Cheshvan. The Cheshvan was comes out, it's not Muham Bechla. There's no, if you, whichever way you live, according to the Rebbeinu Tam, according to the Rebbeinu, there's no Rabbeinu Tam Limus. You see, one, why didn't you see this part of Vashel Kedei Klipa? I don't remember him. He had a chasm. Maybe I'm saying the chasm wrong.
Could be that, like, why don't you just coil of it, maybe?
It could be, maybe. I remember, I have to see inside the piece of place, his chasm exactly. But his chasm was the chayach of the sugi is the only. Rabbeinu Tam only came onto the chiluk of the klipa, not the klipa, but it answered the same kasha that we came onto the chiluk of Nifsek and Moynifs. It's coming on Shmuel, it's coming on Tatoga. So they're coming to answer Tatoga. So Rabbeinu Tam answered Tatoga, Rabbeinu Baruch answered Tatoga, because Enoch is not in Tatoga, but it still goes to the Klipa. The Re answers the Tatoga because we say Tatoga only when it's Nisak Kula. That's why Nisak Kula won't say Tatoga, but Nulash of the Kula. And Shmuel's talking about Nisak Kula, he's talking about not of me right phrase, it's a drip. So it wasn't Nisak Kula. So I wasn't going to Gemara Zoch. I was going there. I want to go back to Gemara Zoch after a different test. Maybe tell me after a different test in the Gemara Zoch. But they're coming out of Shmuel. What?
It's also suggesting that as for a period of time, that they could
put them
in the
Pesachim,
but only when it's
missing the Kula. He said that in the Rebbe Tam, or he said that in the Rebbe? He said that in the Sheet of his Mavliya Bekula. There's an actual Kula. And then we'll say, Tatogama, it's only Kedekli. But we never find a chiluk between Nisak and Leinisak on Kedei Klipa. We only find Nisak and Leinisak to knock it down from Kulei to Kedei Klipa, but not from Kedei Klipa to nothing. We don't find such a chiluk. So where did Rambo get it from? Fine. So the emes is that from this is what really is Shulchan Aruch Pasuk. So, because in other words, if we're paskening Rabbeinu Tam, it's a problem. Because where did he get such a chiluk in Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam didn't say such a chiluk. Rabbeinu Tam was never machalik, between he never said that Kedei Klipa is only when it's low nifsek tefillah, when it's nifsek is not even Kedei Klipa. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. So where did the Rambam get it from? If machalik Rambam paskening Rabbeinu Tam, it's a question. But are they paskening Rabbeinu Tam? When the Prima Golden said it's a sefer d'dina, is that what his hakhara is, or is he saying that is the hakhara of Shulchan Aruch? L'chayra, it's muchach, Shulchan Aruch alayin is passing in a sofik, or a chumr, whatever you want to call it. We'll bring that as l'chayra, it could be it's even less than a sofik, could be it's only a chumr that we're machmer for the time. Eshkins is, l'chayra, if you go through the Sugin Shabbos, through the Rishayim, where you Rishayim, passing a Shabbat. I didn't have a chance to go through all of them, but the Rashbam, they bring Rashi, Ritva, Ram, and the Rashbam, is Muhach, they're all passing the Rashbam. The Eric Rishon is not the Rashbam, it's only, what? Yeah. Who does pass this the Rashbam is basically the reintermittent time, maybe. But, I read what?
Four kings against the five kings.
Okay, I said it. Fine. It's at least a close machlai. It's certainly which was more, which was the five? How was Kedei Klipa? I think I don't have an attempt to look it up. I know Marish Kol is a shtickle in the Sefer on Shabbos where he claims that it's clear that the Rav Rishayim or Rav maybe not those who say some things, but hold it like Rosh Hashanah. He was not Malashal. And Lamaisa is that the Goyim Lachari says it. So the question is. So the going is Bukhari Muchach. First of all, he quotes a rabbi, which unfortunately is not that I didn't put in the Marmakrinus. Besides the Teres of Bais in Gimel that I put in Dalet Aleph that I put in the Marmakrinus, there's another rabbi, Gimel. And the rabbi there says, similarly says by us, Kaimullah, that the Ikur of the Sugya is that Iri is not the Vash, that Iri is not Kekli Rishon, like the Rashbam. And then he ends off, Avol, you should be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. The Goyim in Samaches says the Psak of Shulchan Aruch is the Rashba, is the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch's paskening that the Ikra Din is like Rashbam, and we're machmir for Rabbeinu Tam. What Maisa is, there's other Echrechim that Luchari, that's true. And Sif Gimel, we'll see, when we get to the Ramah. But what does he say, what Maisa the Din is, by Sayin with Tzadicham, when I have hot next to a cold? So there's no Ilogrover, there's no Tatogrover. So Ramah says, it only asks Kedek Klipa. Now, Maisa, according, if we pass in Rabbeinu Tam, in that case, at least according to what we were saying before, Shasir Kula, because there's no Tatoga, but Pneged, Dovah Goyo be something like Iwur. So Shasir Kula, if we were passing in Rabbeinu Tam, it's Shasir Kula, because there's no Tatoga, but Pneged. Additionally, in Sadi Aleph Sivdala, talks about another, Sadi Aleph Sivdala, the Maisa also talks about Iwur Klimishan. I don't think it's Kedai to go run there now and see it, but I don't think it's going to be Maisa so much to help us. But Maisa, because the Ikra Nekudah in that Sif is a Shtikal Zaitig Nekudah. There it's going more into the Hashar of Shishan. So the question there is like this. I poured, what it was the case there, is that, which way was it? I think a piece of Hatich of Basin fell into cold milk. So Tatogova tells me that we're not going to answer Kulay, but you're going to answer Kedai Klipa the Basar. So you'll have to be Kulay with the Basar. Now really, you also, a Kedai Klipa of the milk should also be Asar. Now, there's no way you're going to be able to separate a Kedai Klipa of the milk where it touched the Basar. Why not? So just let me finish my second. So Mechaber Paskin's there, since you can't be Kulay with it, like Menachem saying, you can't be kind of it. So what can you do? It's Motim. We're not Chayshish for it. We don't worry about the Shish, about the Klippa. The Shach and Taz both ask, they say, wait a minute, I don't understand. What are you going to do with Shittas Riva? The Riva says, the Etzim you need Kedai Klippa. No, you can't do it. So Elma, what are you going to do? You need Shish and Kedai the Klippa. Be Mashiach, what would be a Kedai Klippa of the milk? And you'll need to have shishim in the milk connected to Kedai Klipa to be more advanced than others. But the essence of Kedai Klipa is awesome. You're right, you can't separate it out. But at least it has to be bottled. Otherwise, it mixed in with the rest of the milk. It's going to answer. We bottle it, be awesome. And so the Shachar does that. We don't understand why there are Mechaber and Mechaber also are more Meiko here. But Mechaber and Mechaber are Meiko. Now, why are there Mechaber and Meiko? It's a dumb question. Mechaber, you're not with Bosa B'chol. The milk is also Issa Basa B'chala. How can you not be Mavatla Peshisha? How can you eat them? How can you drink the milk if there's in it a Taruvus of Nevela? Chaticha Nasis Nevela. It's not a tray for milk. So the simple answer here is that the Kedai Klipa is only a Chum. Yeah? And the Ramban even says more than that. Ramos says there are mechatichas baser, which is chayav klipa. But what if you forgot you cooked the meat without being kol with it? You can eat the meat also. Right, that's what he says. Kedai klipa is a chumra. No, maluch kli the teva is a goes kedai klipa. But here pshat is we're being chayshish that goes kedai klipa. So in other words, what we're saying is when the prima golden said, well, I may actually let the prima golden out of it. But when we say that it's a sveka de dino, if he was mevashel kedai klipa or not, it's not even such a suffix. It's more a chumra. Really, Iwur is not, the ikra is not mevashel kedai klipa, but we're machmir for kedai klipa. Like every tatoga, there's a chumra. And Iwur is mishum tatoga. So we'll see when we get to Sif Gimel. The Be'etzin is Adonai Mivlas is almost Vade, is a Chumra. The question is telling it to the Iwur, but Rabbeinu according to Rabbeinu Tam is Hanoha. Iwur, every Iwur is a Tatoga.
Does it sound like
a Chumra? Yeah, but we find a lot of times it says Yefshir, whatever that means, it's a Chumra. Why are you saying the Gemara? Because that's what the Evan.
Because it has to.
Yeah, it could be a three chayshish for. It's masculine, it could be a three chayshish.
I thought you were saying the Kedai Klipa was a chumra.
was a chumra.
He's a
chumra. I'm saying it's a chumra. Shmuel's chumra. Chumra is not. It's a shmuel. Shmuel's might be that chumra. What has to be a shmuel? But it's mitaris chumra. And iri klivishin is mishum tatava. So it's also a chumra.
The
Akedah Klippa
itself is not
Mikra Adin,
you said?
Right. Well, no, how do we say Rabbeinu Tam itself is going to hold? How do we say Rabbeinu Tam itself is going to hold its Mikra Adin? Rabbeinu Tam itself will be Klippa's, by the Iri Klivishin, is Mikra Adin. But we're not passing its Mikra Adin. The Shulchan Aruch is not passing its Mikra Adin.
Doesn't mean it's Klippa Shmuel's talking about Mikra Adin. In the case where the Kedushan and the Ratzonim, that way some is clear as
Mikra. That's Chamal Gadik Zayin, it's Kedushan and
Gadik Zayin. There a Kedek Klippa would be Mikra. We're just saying the Iroi Kedushan and that's Kedek Klippa. When the Shmuel's masking, they ask him in the case, and say, what do you mean? I'm Mikra Lai Parapurta. And he was masking that as Kedek Klippa. So that case, in a case where it would be Kedushan on top of Ratzonim, not Iroi, but Kedushan.
Yeah.
But
that was done. So there were the difference. Both of them have tatua baba.
So why would it be only a chumra?
But I was saying,
you're not
going to
look at
you
look at
your
Kedushan as
like
a
chumra,
fine.
Okay.
But in a real
Kedushan
on top of
a sign,
that would be
the Kedushan. Ah, okay. We'll see. We'll see when we get to Sidgin. So there are a number of rayas that you talk in that your Kedushan, they creep as a chumra. And that, and let's see what else. Yeah, the problem with that is a shtickle that the Prima Gaon, I was sort of trying to avoid. The Prima Gaon is suffering, if anything, is problematic the other way. The Prima Gaon says in a number of different places that Iri Klivishin is a Seika Dedina. He also says that we're not paskinning its Kedek Klip, it's only a suffix. But Luchayim, his son, I'm finding that Safik is noite, it's really noite that it's water, but we're machmir that it's us. So we'll always take on the chumra. Again, like we said, if a kli was balea yedei malicha, we're not going to allow you to do a gola yedei irui because of the chumra. Fakir there's going to be more of a problem. Because we're saying Fakir there's going to be, Pashi can't do a gola yedei irui because Mikra yedei irui is garnished. Okay, so that's good. So the rise of the Prima Gaon, because the Prima Gaon, the problem with Prima Gaon has to explain in Shin Yud Ches why Iri Klivishin, the Magen Avraham says, on Shabbos, if someone did Iri Klivishin on Shabbos, it's going to be also B'diyat. And we have a cloud that the Prima Gaon also explains a different Magen Avraham, that since the whole Isra of Melechah Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos, is only an Isra Drabonah, the Isra B'diyat of eating something that someone was in Vashon on Shabbos, is an Isra Drabbon of being dead in the Maisa Shabbos. So anytime it's a Sofik, if there was a Malacha, we're going to be matching. So why are we asked, why does Magen Avraham ask for Iri Klivishin? The Diabit, L'chayr, Iri Klivishin, the Prima Gaon himself said is only a Sofik. So L'chayr, the simplest answer to that would be, and it lands to some other questions too, is when the Prima Gaon, what? Yeah, go ahead, what are you going to say? Yeah, but if anything, you have to say the other way. It's not a Safek HaShakul the other way. It's not a Safek HaShakul, so I can't use it for Safek Drabon and Mahakul, because it's Rotz Dov and Meg from the Issa. Chayyim HaKnesky, that would be the Mashmoyis of Prima Gaon. Also, is Luchayyim HaKnesky, when the Prima Gaon says it's a Safek HaDina, the Prima Gaon, Luchayyim HaKnesky is going to hold, what are you going to say about every drabon? Let's say every drabon or every sofik isin. If someone pours sofik neveh with your inclination,
you're going to make sofik. No,
he says sofik, he says mishum sofik drabon mahaka. Not mishum sofik knas, he says mishum sofik drabon. I think Mishnah Berurah maybe changed sofik knas, but Prima Gaon says sofik drabon.
The Mishnah Berurah brings sofik drabon.
We're pretty close. It's the Algamated Dinner stuff that drop on the court. So Prima Gaon seems to be noted that it's Reid Stodd and Noted Lahach. Worst time, but okay. But we're telling Mechayr, there's other Natiyas that could be a direct spell of Lahakal. Chalai didn't have time to look up the Mar Mechayr, that's better. Maybe I'll try to do that next week. Maisa. So where's that going to tie? Here, let's another Mechayr Hebraeth is going to be like, this is a pre-Chadosh. Pre-Chadosh in Samachas says an interesting plea. He says that, and this is something we mentioned, I mentioned the Psicha, and it's something I'd like to spend more time on, maybe when we get to Davar Gush, is there any Hechraeth, is there any connection between Maflit Umavliyah, Maflit Umavliyah, Ka'achas, Maflit Umavliyah, and Bishul? In other words, is it possible to have Blias without having Bishul? So the Pre-Chadosh says it's going to be totally in the Machlekes Rishonim, Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam. Pre-Chadosh says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, because what was Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Baruch's Hechreyav that you were Mavashul Kadei Kripa? Because Shmuel said, Katov Gavar, Avraham the Maker, Purtami Yomifla. So Gemara said, Shmuel said it's Boilea Purtam. How did Rabbeinu Tam see from the Hechreyach that it's Mavashol Kadei Klipa? Al-Kovach, the Pre-Chadosh says, Rabbeinu Tam holds that you can't split the two. It's impossible to have a Bliya without Bishul. So Rabbeinu Tam holds you can never have Bliya without Bishul. Anytime you see Bliya, Al-Kovach is Bishul. The Rashbam, on the other hand, Al-Kovach doesn't hold that way. Because he holds that Iri Klishemi is Kiklishemi, and it's not Mavashol. But he holds that there's, but he's going to hold that, and his Mamele Tatogavar also is not going to be Mavashal. But his Balev, it's going to be Balev. So the Moshe the Rav, who says Klisheni is Mavliya without Bishul, I'll quote the Rav, and we anyway know he does, passes like the Rashbam. Because according to Benetan, it's not Shaykh to make such a chiluk to say there's Blias without Bishul. Klisheni clearly doesn't have Bishul. You're not talking about Davdi Adlichus, but he's talking about even Chaim Bezashchita. So that's clear. So that's the Pre-Chadosh. Pre-Chadosh time is that anyone who says, basically, what's going to come out of the Pre-Chadosh? Anyone who talked, who's Mechalek Bishul from Bliya, I'll call it a hold like the Rashbam. And that, L'chayra, we do have a lot of Machlois in the Paiskin. That, first of all, anyone who's Machlois, unless you're going to say it's only a Chumrah, but anyone who's Chayshish for the Rashbam. For the Rashi, the Rajbo by Klisheni, which is Mechab himself with Hatchilo at least, Al Kovli to be Mechalik is coming from Shittas Rashbam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if the Mechab was paskening Rabbeinu Tam, if the Mechab was paskening Rabbeinu Tam, there would be no reason for him to be Chayshit for Shittas Rashbo, because Klisheni can't be Mavli; it's not Mavash. Al Kovli, the Mechab is at least not paskening Rabbeinu Tam; he's at least coming to Koyach Sof. I don't see a thing from there if his neti is more towards Rashbam or more towards Rabbeinu Tam.
Rashbam himself
is not equal to that.
What do you mean?
Rashbam himself was saying
before that he... Yeah, he passes Rashbam. He also passes
Rashbam. So it's very good. He passes Rashbam and Melu, Lishitasa, you can mechalik Bliya from Bishul. The Rashbam is very good, Lishitasa.
No, but we said,
Maisa Kiro
Rashbam is Kishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishkishk
Here comes out a kula Rebbe. In other words, it comes out that the Pechodesh is a kula Rebbe Nutam. Mitzad Echad Rebbe Nutam is machmir, the clean rish, the eerie clean rish, and is mevashel. But there's a, it's a chumrah, but also they kula by anything that doesn't have bishul. Because according to Rebbe Nutam, anything that doesn't have bishul can't ask for mishum blias isri. It can't be also. Whereas according to the Rashbam, the way the Rashbam understands it at least, is it's a kula, but it's also they chumrah. This Iru is not going to be Mavashal, but Mi'idach is, anything that's not Mavashal, it still could have asked Rabbi Yidikli.
So, there's
only place it's a Chumra of Rabbi Yidikli. So, Rabbi is not being Choshish for the Kul of Rabbi Yidikli. But Mamele is, so Lamashal, the Sugi of Dabar Gush, which again, none of them didn't fully go through yet, but Dabar Gush, we'll see, L'chaira, it's Muchach, that the Mechaber, in Shin Yud Ches, the end of Shin Yud Ches, Mechaber says that you can't be soch shemen on sli when it's on the fire. Magen Avraham and Taz, they both say, even if you took it off the fire, Mishum Dover Gush. But the Mechab himself seems pretty clearly he's only worried when it's on the fire, because the old Dover Gush is not Marash. But he does hold the Dover Gush as Mafid Mavliel Lechay. Not Mavliel, same. Fine, let's leave the Mechab. The Ramah, though, let's say the Mechaket, Mechab and the Ramah, Lechay Rahul Dover Gush is not. Sorry, the Mechab Ramah, Dover Gush is not. The Taz in Sari Dalad, the Taz by Elstra says that Dover Gush has kicked the Rishon, Sari Dalad is pretty clear that the Taz holds only Matan and Mavli, it's not Marashon. The Shach by us is not 100% clear, but Chaz Yangin says that he's only saying that it's, the Shach is a Gimel. But the Shach is Choshish for Dover Gush that it's kicked the Rishon, which the Minchas Yankov understands is Dafkin and Matan and Mavli. It would be hard in the second after the shot. So even the Marshal and the Shach and Sif Gimel and the Taz at least in Shin Yud Ches seems to be Choshish for Bishul even by Dover Gush. So they all understood that Dover Gush is what though. Except for the Taz and Bishul Yitochen, according to Mechaz Yangin, it's only Mafud Mavliya. So, look, so that's the question. If we're passing, put it this way, if they're passing in Rabbeinu Tam, if they're saying that Dover Gush is Mafud Mavliya, they're going to have to hold that it's also Mavash. That will Chayra would explain where the Magen Avraham was coming from. The Magen Avraham and Shin Yud Ches says, the Kosbu HaPoiskim B'Yeridaya, the Dover Gush is Mavashal. Now, where did he get that? From Mukhayr, there's no place in the Yeridayu Mufur say the Dover Gush is Mavashal. Some of the Mukhayr are pretty clear it's Mafud Mavliya. But if he understood, if Magen Avraham at least understood that we are paskening Rabbeinu Tam. What? Yeah. So Mamela is, then it would be that if it's Mafud Mavliya, it must be it's also Mavashal. That would then also be Miyashim to Magen Avraham, who said, why Yiri Kli Rishon is also B'diyevah. Because the Magen Avraham understands we're paskening Rabbeinu Tam. That would be Machmer, not that it's a stake of the Dina would be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam. The Magen Avraham understood the Psak of Shulchan Aruch is to be Machmer for, it's not to be Machmer for Rabbeinu Tam, but to pasken Rabbeinu Tam. But Uchaira, as we get more into Siv Gimel Never Gush, Uchaira we will see, the Haskam was almost all the place in Yeridea is going to be, and the Prima and others in Archaim also, that that's not true. And that we're only Chayshish, the Dover Gush is Mafud Mavli, we are not Chayshish, the Dover Gush is Mavashal. We'll see again, we'll wait till next week to see it, so we'll have to come to wait for a final Maskana till next week. But if that's true, that we're going to say that Haskam is really placing the Dover Gush is Mafud Mavli and not Mavashal, that also means we're saying that Haskam is really placing is to make like is at least a while I should say at least take the chumr of the Rosh Hashanah. See, that's the problem. It's only going to be moving to take the chumr, not moving to take the kul of the Rosh Hashanah. If they're saying that we're taking the chayshish from the Rosh Hashanah, but even when it's not mavashal, it could still be it's not from the month. It's not a chayach necessarily to take the kul of the Rosh Hashanah. So that was so the chayach then is not a chayach, it would not be a chayach, even if it will be mavashiach, the rave of chayach in the hold, the double gush is mafud mavli and not mavashal, is not muchach they hold that the ikr hadin is to be make like the Rosh Hashanah in Yiri Kli Rishon. Okay, so that won't be a chrech. Fine. So the end of the day is we're coming out that at least until we do Dover Gush, at least until we do Tatogah, where we still have certain questions, open questions. But I hope that we at least give a little bit of a heck of how different things fit in together. It will be unresolved till we do Siv Gimel. Well, I mean, there'll be unresolved still, and then other issues till we get to Tzadi Beis Zayin, until we get to Tzadi Dalet Siv Zayin, and to Tzadi Hey Siv Dalet Siv Gimel, or whatever. But I hope that we get a little bit of Avona. Then we'll be what? Next week, as a Shin Sunday, we'll start Tator Goma, and including Dover Gush. And,
Bottom line.
Okay, you want to go to the top of the top? I opened the questions. Any other questions before we move on to the previous?
Stop that. Ask the chemist. That's there, cool. What's your...
I think that we found out though. I think I'll tell you what I think we found out. I think in Urban Masana there were some people who could keep their finger in for around half a minute, even at 160 or 170 Fahrenheit. What? No, there was no one else who could do that. Your chavrusa?
Yeah, because you guys did it after I pulled it off.
I was he was before me, and I was going to be.
No, 197. Yeah.
That was just for a second.
For how long?
You don't know.
For a second.
Yeah. 1 second.
No, seconds.
My first second didn't hurt. Five seconds, I had to run out of it.
So, number one is, let's start with that Kawa Kovach. Let's start with Yad Nichvis. Yad Nichvis, the Shvus Yitzchak of Darzi, quotes Rabbi Yoshev as supposedly saying that if you can put your finger in and out for a second and you don't get a burn, it's not Yad Nichvis. That comes out a huge cool in the sheet of Yad Nichvis. Because if at 197, you can put your finger in and out without getting a burn.
Did he say there in 1 second?
The Zman Kotzimoid or something like that. Zman Mood.
Yeah, okay,
mash
it for seconds.
No, not mash, in and out. He's mashing in and out.
Someone said you want a flame like that.
Flame could be. Heat transfers faster with liquid than it does through air. No, it's a tumble.
Yeah, someone gets a shot of water, that's it.
Flame in the flame?
Yeah, because the flame, when you put a finger through the part of the flame, that part of the flame is not the tongue.
When you put out,
yeah.
I want to touch the root of
the water. You
should get a non-yatsarabi
like that. Not yatsarabi. Let's go, let's work our way down. Let's work our way down. Yeah, this. So Yad Nichvis is hard to imagine. Luchai was more on the Nilvin. Minachas Yitzchok. So to start, Shvus Yitzchok quotes Rabbi Yosh was supposedly saying, if you put your finger in and out for a second, you don't get a burn. It's not Yad Nichvis. Kashalami. Minachas Yitzchok says something much more reasonable is that if you could put your fingers in for a couple seconds, that could still be Yad Nichvis.
It's still
Yad Nichvis? Yeah, even if it's just a couple seconds, it's still Yad Nichvis. Not mufka from being Yad Nichvis. I think it's Ma'or HaShabbos, which quotes Minchas Yitzchok, if I remember correctly, from Shabbos, as saying something which is all funny, but he says that you keep your finger for up to 15 seconds, it's Yad Nichvis, up to 30 seconds, it's Yad Zilat. Like it or not like it.
Why is that
more misnabra?
I would think the Yad Nichvis
would get
burnt.
Yeah, but how long? You heard what Yosha said, huh?
No,
I haven't. You like what Yosha said? But I'm saying, but I don't think you have it. You don't have it. But then we don't have it, Kamar. You're telling me it's almost going to be Ma'or HaSicha. It's only Ma'or HaSicha, Kamar. So in 92, he was able to do it. 91, 92, he was able to do it. Chaim put his finger in the water when it was 92 degrees Celsius. For a second. So yeah, it's more beside of anything that's beyond what's Vada Yad Zilat, it's Chaz Yad Nichvis. If Rabbi Yosef says 170, 180 Fahrenheit is already the Gvul of Yad Zilat, less than that, once you're there, you're Vada Yad Zilat. Is anything above that, it's Chaz
Yad Nichvis. Rabbi Yosef
said 160 or 175.
At 160
is... Well, you have to see both Rabbi Yosef. One place he says 71, one place he says 80 Celsius. So if you're going from the higher end, whatever. So it works out. I think 165 and 180. There was.
When you put it in, it was just after it got boiled.
What?
He boiled it with his finger on the thing, and then you put your finger in
there. It was a little bit over 200, maybe 201, 202. When it's poured into the glass, it was 197.
It's a cliche.
Of course,
when I was
that's
all. No, but the whole deepness, cliche, yet nichvis, boy. Pashness is.
And then it was 197.
Unless you're
looking at the Chafetz.
The longer
was in there.
If you don't look like the Chafetz.
And then you came right to me, and then I appreciate
it. No, then it's.
They were outside for a while.
Oh, it's out there for a while.
If you don't want to write the Chachmas Adam, there's no nafkamina and klivishim between Yad Zilat and Yad Nichvis.
But your hand was burning, no?
That's
right. When you came to me, my hand was burning. I left it there for 5 seconds. The first second, then after that.
When it was 160, I could keep it there for a while.
What if your hand get burned if you touched the what if your hand get burned?
I mean, no, the Zerbin Chananu himself. who says that the ladies used to do the matzahs with the oven. They would dip their hands in water and smear the matzahs while they were the matzah.
I don't think that's
how they make the matzah. It's stuck on the sides of the matzah. Okay, so let's see. That yet nichvis, I think Pashas is not like Yishlos Yitzchak Bechara, and it's considerably less. Yet nichvis means if you put your hand in for a couple seconds, it would get a burn, not half a second. How many seconds? I don't know. I thought to me it's 15, but it has to be some period of time. Yes, yeah, so what is Yad Siletas? And Yad Siletas basically means that you can keep your hand in for less time. It's very understandable why it's a suffix. First of all is, and for more time. So I think it's very suffix. Number one is exactly how long. I don't see it yet, right? It's exactly 30 seconds. And number two is, I think we clearly saw in the code that everyone's fingers are different. And we did not try, and I don't think we are going to try bringing any of the babies to try a crazy shatimic. So we're going to be left with the uncertainty exactly what temperature creates a shatinik is nechvet. But certainly I can understand why Yad Siletas should be a very wide... What? I'm sure if you Google it or whatever, you can find out what temperature baby would get scalded in the bathtub or whatever. But, I don't know, they try that.
Have you looked at...
No? But you have to notice what's nichnas, what kind of burn, first degree burn, second degree burn.
I don't
know. And maybe less than a first degree burn is also considered nichnas.
I don't think it's listed in the work
for what cap?
What if we cap?
Tell you. Tell you, okay. It's very good to know. Let me try it. So we don't have any clear gvul. We don't know whose finger it's on, but even if we knew his finger, but we don't know how many seconds, it's understandable why you're very wide range. Certainly, even when the water was, let's say, 160, 150, there were some people in the code who couldn't keep their finger in for, well, some people not at all even, or certainly not for a very long time. So some people, you know, even when it was 160, for 10 seconds it was easy to keep your finger in, for some of us. 30 seconds, a minute would have already been hard. It certainly did get hotter the longer you left your finger in there. So it felt hotter. So, you know, I don't know, maybe you'd probably reach a point where you'd have to take your finger out, even at 160. Maybe it would take half a minute. We don't know exactly what the goal of the time is. So it's understandable that up to 170 or 180, 170, 180, you can't keep your finger in for more than a second or two, probably. And that's why that's partial, that's not the absolute. Less than 140, less than 110 degrees or whatever you want, you could keep your finger in until you get bored. So that's partial, that's not the absolute. But in between, it's all a matter of time. So, that's the partial shot of the show. We don't know. So that was Yad Siletas. Then, barely left. Well, the mice, what are we going to do by not Yad Siletas? By Klisheni,
so that's it. We're off the hook. What about Kli Rishon? As Pachas means is.
I think most Pesach are not that. Except for Pesach. Which Agus is the
most
Pesach. Shalalish. I mean, also, the Pesach for the Rajbo. That even anything that's warm, which is out of the Makar, for those who have a Chumra, some people have a Chumra that if anything falls on the floor, what? They don't use it. So they do it until they cash it, if they leave it to the next Pesach or whatever. So the Makar for that is that they're Chayshish, for Shitas Rav, but maybe it's warm.
Is that the floor is warm?
Yeah. You see, you don't need half. They're coming out of the Lashes, you don't need it. The Lashes that Mishnah Brewer and other Achranim bring is it doesn't need a piece of makor that even if it's not Cham. So they apparently understood that to be even if it's room temperature. No, the Rajba had a gvul. It has to be above Paishra. It has to be Cham Bez Shchita. It has to be at least above Paishra. Because otherwise, because the Rajba is not talking about room temperature, it has to be Karav Lo Cham Bez Shchita at least.
Same
way,
sorry.
So the
answer is 10 hours. Okay. So they're saying, but less than 40 degrees, less than 38 degrees, is less than Chavilus Aroi, less than 35 degrees. Even the Rav, put it, it's clear, the Rav is not going to tell me 1 degree above freezing. It's not going to be. The Rav is talking about only something that's it has to be currently up to levels. It has to be Ulchar Mugdar is Cham and not Spoishim, as remember from the Chassidim, again, the different Dharma of Cham and Spoishim. So Ulchar, I said this Spoishim bring down, it has to be more than Chavilus Aroi, more than Spoishim. What? Why is it Mucha? Is this Spoishim?
Isn't
Persian?
I hear you didn't
mention Persian. You must say, oh, more than Persian. The Persian say more than Persian. I have to look. I don't remember names offhand. The Persian say definitely more than Persian.
What
was the Rashi? What was the Rashi? Sorry. I remember the exact lashon of the Rashi, but could we even use the word cham? Cham in the word.
Kol
chayim
shalayadish.
So, but that's when the makor for the chumra comes. Avada is a chumra, and avada, even the Rashi himself wouldn't have passed in the lechara. But you have to be chayshish. The floor is chamin, whatever. But that's where it comes.
Marshal, it's much
more zayin. It's
zayin.
By what? By kriyishin. Kriyishin. I'm not being visionary. I'm chayshish for chamin chum tivi. When your sport falls on the floor, you're not. There's no kriyishin ala esh there. They're all worried about chum tivi. There are people who, if a fork falls on the floor, they put it away for the next year Pesach. Either for a golem, by then, once you have the kula of Avar Shnasa, you base Chaydish, which Lachar doesn't have anything to do with Bli Yisr, but they're made. He uses its ears.
Where did it come from?
It comes from the Rashba. It comes from the Pesachim and Hilchus Chometz, who say that Le'inyot for Chumas Chometz were Machmer for the Rashba. But for everything else, we're not machmer for the Rashi.
This is a wet spoon.
It's chametz on the floor. Chametz is for mashu of chametz. Chametz is also for mashu. And then it was warm. And then your fork comes out. Chametz is warm. Whatever. So where did you get a hot cup on your face? Where did you get a hot chametz cup on your floor, friend?
Doesn't it
have
any
relative?
Okay.
Doesn't it have any relative?
No, not from Mamoshes, only from to go out of a cleat, not to go into a cleat.
So,
because Rechaz is a crumb on the floor. So Rechaz landed on a warm crumb. Yeah. Rechaz, there was a warm crumb on the floor, and the fork landed on it.
So, cleat was a
crumb. What?
Cleat is
another place on the floor. Whatever, it's Chumas Pesach. I said,
is it true that it's a
Makar of the Din? You call him Makar. But when I say Makar, what I'm saying is the starting point. The starting point is that there's a Rashi who says you can have something that's not hot, and it's going to be Mavliyatam. It is there a place that we bring down with Machmer for the Rashi on Pesach, and then the Hanahoga by some people has come to take that another five steps weiter from what any of the Pesachim in Hilchos Pesach said, and be Machmer for anything that fell on the floor. No, it is not. The Rashba would roll over in his grave if he heard that people were using him as an excuse to, you know, it's not that the Chayshish Chashitas are Rashba. They're taking the Rashba's Chumrah and taking it another couple of steps beyond what the Rashba said. But that's Pesach, that's what people do. I think that Hanukkah is generally.
What about Hanukkah?
Yeah. Yeah. This point. Machmer lechatchila and to make the Malkum has it. But Malkum has it.
And Pachas Mitzvah is very cliche.
But you don't have to be mad about the deal with
nothing.
Well, I mean, our goal is chizkul. Our goal is kiln.
If it was a ceramic dish,
that's b'diavad. You won't have.
What, he has a dish?
Ceramic. He has charis. Charis is b'diavad.
Appreciating Pablo's message, but you mean that? You wouldn't be.
Any small amount of food
that
you can make
with the gym? I don't remember food. I didn't go into it. If no one was interested, I could try to prepare something. Maybe someone else wants to say it. I know a lot of people went into it also. On Krishen, he had business. But maybe everyone just wants to invite you. I don't know the small amount of food that Krishen, he had business. I don't have any grace of Chidushim on it. I was more being summarizing what's in the Ma'amar Kremes. So if I haven't saw it already, so shame. So I'm not going to waste your time. If people didn't have time to see Klesheni Yad Nechmas by, so then maybe Sunday I'll try to say it. That was interesting. So you looked at the Ma'amar Kremes of the Chachosov. You saw the Taisa, you saw the tour, you saw the Rambam, you saw the next Kiyom on the Rambam. If there's interest, I'm happy to say it, but I'm not going to be saying much more than this Ma'amar Kremes. I don't think I'm going to be going.